Padre Sarate, I send this letter to you as I wait for my daughter to be born. I would ride down the valley to you, but the snows in the valley are too deep, and I wish to be as close to my wife as possible. Women from the local village are assisting us, but I'm fearful to say the least. I don't understand how they can help us. We have hurt these people so much, Padre. But still, they're here helping us. I've been thinking about that night again and again, Padre. The rain, the mud, the lightning, and seared in my mind is the image of the hanged man. The night we killed the medicine man. Padre, his blood is on our hands. I know you remember him. He would be standing outside of the San Jose mission after mass next to the kiva. He would give the little children toys made from carved juniper. The villagers would show him wounds, bring sick loved ones, and tell him about their ailments. We talk about miracles happening in our church, but the people said he would give them miracles. People who were sick healed overnight. The man brought goodness and happiness to this place. My wife, Isabella, she and I have been praying for years for a child. Despite all our prayers, nothing. But one day my wife pulled us toward the medicine man and he and I locked eyes. He knew, Father, he knew. He came toward me and grabbed my hand and placed it over Isabella's belly. He says something in their tongue and then he hands me a pouch of herbs. Tea. He tells me to make tea, and that will bring a child. Padre, it worked. He blessed my wife and I, and as the child within her quickened and grew, pain came to our valley. The rains disappeared, the monsoons that gave our community life disappeared, the fires came and burned, and smoke choked out the sun. Padre, you said it was their fault. You pointed to the medicine man and said the people in the village were cursed because of their pagan ways, and you told my men and I to take the medicine man and deal with him. We grabbed him in the night. My soldiers cut down the people who stood in our way, and we took this man and led him to the rock that looks like a ship. You told us to take him to the top. In the storm, you led us. You said that God was on our side, and we dragged this man, almost like he was Cristo himself. And in the rain and mud and lightning, you had us tie a noose, place it around his neck, and fix it to a tree growing just on the edge of the cliff. He smiled at me, Padre. Not a smirk, not a smile of satisfaction, a smile of kindness. Of pity. Before you had me push him off. The people of the village asked us to cut him down, but you refused. You said let him hang there as a warning to those who would oppose us. I can see him now blowing in the storm, and as I hear my wife's cries, I don't deserve this gift. The gift of this child. My wife, Padre, was near death. The labor has been so hard and difficult. The women from the village nursing her took us outside. They pointed to the hanged man. His hand blowing in the wind pointed. They wrapped her in fur and had me carry her towards where he pointed. As the snow billowed and blew, I struggled. These midwives behind me. I would look up and see his arm moving, till finally in the snow and ice right near him, a hidden hot spring nestled under a cave. In the warmth of the pool, this place is beyond the touches of the storm. The medicine man's miracle came from beyond the grave. The women told me that if we had not come here, I would have lost both of them. How? How can I deserve such a blessing when I've spread such curses? Padre, we will leave this place. Not because it is evil, because it is good and we have brought evil here. I look now from the edge of the cave and see him blowing in the wind. I think he was more Cristo than you are, Padre. Than you will ever be. I send this letter to you to tell you I resign my position as captain of the guard here at the mission. I will take my wife and daughter back to Spain. Captain Ignacio Cervantes, 1638.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our season one of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.